Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you.
You play the doctor, the nurse, the teacher, the counselor.
Tired, weary, frustrated? What would you be doing if you weren't raising children alone? What's stopping you from living your best life now? On Solo Moms Talk, I discuss with solo mothers the challenges you face raising children alone. So if you're a working solo mom dealing with independent children, insensitive bosses, weight and health issues, or even debt collectors, join us as we discover your path to get and stay healthy, increase your income, and live with joy and purpose. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head above the water. So win this fight. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/solomoms. That's audibletrial.com/solomoms. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. My guest today is Tracy Schmidt. Did I pronounce that right?
It was perfect.
Thank you. All right. So I'm just going to jump right in and ask you, how did you become a single mom? Tell us the story.
Oh, well, I just have the big old universe and all the gods to thank for that. was not planned. But as it happens, you know, I know this sounds pretty maybe exotic or something. I happened to be living in South America at the time in Cusco, Peru, which is, you know, the town people go to Machu Picchu. And I had met this very charming rafting guide. And I just thought, oh no, I'm not going to get involved with him. That's just, I don't do that. I'm not that girl. Well, sure enough, I did. And shortly after we had parted ways, like literally a week later, I realized I was pregnant. Mm. But he was in Switzerland. I was in Bolivia. We had already said goodbye. And there I was. And I'm like, wow, I wanted kids, didn't think it was going to come that way. And I later learned when I was actually bringing my daughter to Peru for the first time so she could meet her dad, her grandma, her people, I was looking for old books that had pictures to show her, all these pictures of Peru. And instead, I came across my old journal. And I wrote in my journal just before arriving in Cusco, that I was looking for true love. I was really like asking the universe, meditating, praying, like, I'm ready. Thinking, I'm ready to meet the man of my dreams and then start a family, right? No, but I didn't ask for the man of my dreams. I asked for true love.
Exactly.
And it was provided, you know? And so I used to joke that my daughter is my best souvenir ever.
Oh, man, that's a very heartwarming story, even though, you know, it wasn't planned. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it was challenging. And you, as we all know, as moms, right, how our hormones can be a little chaotic and crazy through pregnancy. Mm-hmm. But I would say in the beginning, because I was just traveling on a vacation in Bolivia, and then I returned to Cusco where I was working. And I would be sitting, you know, in Latin America, it's very common. They have these big plazas, big central areas where everyone hangs out. And I would get really emotional when I would see families and little kids and the mom and the dad, and I would just sit there and cry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I only let myself do that though for a little bit, because I'm like, well, this isn't good for me and it's not good for my baby.
Right.
You know, I'm like, it's going to be okay. Like this situation has come to me for a reason. This child is coming into my world for a reason. And there are millions of single moms, right? Like this happens. And, you know, fortunately, unfortunately, however we look at it, it is a lot of work, but it's doable, right?
Yes.
It's manageable. I can do this, you know?
Yes.
And so it took a little self-talk to switch my perspective and let go of the, you know, kind of to grieve the fact that I wasn't going to be starting out, at least even in, you know, what we consider a normal, you know,
yes,
situation. But
yes,
when I did it, you know, it was, but the hormones don't help in that process, right?
I know. Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, you, there's so much in there that I want to dig into a little bit. But the first thing I want to ask you is, you've mentioned like maybe three countries or at least three cities. Tell us about that. Like, you know, I'm speaking to you from right now.
I'm actually in Indonesia.
See?
Yeah.
So tell us about those countries, Bolivia.
Bolivia. And then I lived in Peru. I learned at a young age that I love traveling overseas. I'm not like really anyone in my family. My first trip to Europe, I was 15. And ironically, I have a sister who on her 50th birthday, she had her first trip to Europe. So we're very, you know, we're just programmed differently, as we all are, unique. And so I spent the good part of 6 years before I had my daughter living and traveling overseas.
Mm.
And so it just happened to be that I was in Cusco when I met, you know, her dad. And we moved actually to Indonesia when she was 15. She's 18 now. And it's something we kind of always talked about, this idea of homeschooling, and even in high school, the idea of like having this eco-friendly RV and driving all over the US, you know, discovering that. But there was actually this really cool international kind of green school. It's called Green School in Bali, just outside of Bali, Ubud in Bali. And we lived in Ubud for a couple of years. Actually, that's where I am in this exact moment. And so we moved here with the intention of her going to this school. And then we got here and she's like, oh no, I'm not going to that school. I'm like, okay, we're still staying here.
Yeah.
And we loved it. It's been a great decision for both of us. So
it's good. It's good. Yeah. It's good to live, you know. It's good to live. Just live.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and it's not, for me, it's where I feel most alive when I'm in another country. I also think it's a phenomenal form of education. You know, I'm always learning something new, but even more so for my daughter to see how she has just shifted and grown and blossomed in ways that would not have happened if she were in high school, you know, right. in the US. Like,
yes. it's
totally different. So she's just kind of been unschooling, yes. learning what she wants when she wants.
Yes.
And also a term we call world schooling, because we've also done a bit of traveling
okay.
and just been exposed to a whole bunch of different things since right. we've left the US. So.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I agree with that. So one of the things I was thinking about when you were, you know, you were explaining how you became a solo mom was talking about how you asked for love and and you got love. But tell us what you think or you feel towards specifically asking for what you want. And I'm asking that because sometimes as single moms, we ask for stuff, you know, we're in the throes of raising our children and we ask for stuff and we don't get what we asked for because it really wasn't what we wanted and we weren't specific. So yeah. I want you to give us a lesson in that. Just, you know, a couple of...
Well, that one example was my first huge life lesson in being very specific. Like,
yes.
okay, you wanted true love in that little Disney world of, you know, finding your prince or the man yes. of your dreams, right? Like, oh no, but you didn't ask for that, Tracy. You asked for true love and you got a child. And maybe that is the definition of true love. Or I guess yes. in my case, that's what the universe was telling me I needed. And it is hard, you know, to ask. I feel like as a single mom, I'm so accustomed to doing everything, you know, even when my parents would come to visit and they would do this 3 times a year. And so it was great. They'd get this help. They'd stay with us. We had so much fun, but I would just naturally, even when she was little, put her in the baby carrier, load up the backpack, put it on my back, have her in the front. I'm just so accustomed to doing everything myself. I did. She's like, you know, I got 2 hands. I can help you. I'm like, oh yeah. You know?
Yes.
And I have to say I had to learn and it was a challenge. You know, I'm self-employed and initially when she was very little, I was only working out of the home, but I became a massage therapist when she was 3. Mm-hmm. And then I had an office, you know, space where I saw my clients. And the hardest part about my business was never my work. Like the massage part was easy, yeah. you know? And as I grew my practice, I added on new skills and started health coaching, you know, doing other things. The work part was the easy part. Finding someone to take care of my daughter.
Yeah.
That was the challenge. And I had to like get over myself.
Right.
You know, like, who do I ask? Where does she go? How long can she stay in the after care program at school? You know, like
yes.
figuring it all that out
yes.
was my bigger challenge, not my work.
Yeah.
But it was like learning to ask or finding other moms, like how could we help each other and create some kind of, you know, just collective, like we're here to support each other. Okay. If you could take her after school this day and I can take your kid these days. And I really didn't care how many days I was helping somebody else out
right.
because I was so thrilled to be able to help.
Right.
Because I know when I needed help, I was so grateful for whomever could help me,
yes.
you know? And,
yes.
and so it was that juggling was my bigger challenge, but it, you know, I feel like in this modern world as women, especially, we're supposed to be able to take care of everything, you know, like,
well, yeah.
but you don't like get a superhero cape when you become a mom, but it's like, we should have one in this modern world.
Yeah.
But really that's like just such, I think the wrong mentality. Right? We need mm-hmm. to, like, you know, we all understand when somebody says it takes a village, right,
yes.
to raise a child. But we don't live that way. You know, we right. understand it in the concept, and we used to live this way, you know, when we go way back, but we need to, I feel like just to save, you know, to build that community again, that's what's yeah. missing. A big yeah. part of what's missing is being able to depend on others and ask for favors without feeling weird or guilty. Right. You know, but for me, that was my biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Was like, how do I do this?
Because yeah.
I was so used to doing everything myself. But then when it came to work, and as she got older, then she would like come to my office and like, mm-hmm. well, you can go to this person's house or you can come to my office.
Right.
And sometimes she would choose to come to my office, you know, because then they get to an age where, like, I don't want to go to this friend's house. Like, I don't need a babysitter.
Right. Yeah. And it's hard enough when you live in a community that you've been for years to reach out and ask for help. But I can't imagine what it was like for you in a, you know, quote unquote, strange land.
Well, so, when she was growing up, we actually lived in the U.S.
Okay.
So we did. I returned to Chicago. That's my hometown mm-hmm. to have her.
Okay.
But I kind of knew I didn't really want to live there anymore. Like, I had outgrown Chicago. And so literally her first birthday, I took out the map and two states were kind of speaking to me. It was Oregon and Colorado.
I didn't know why.
Something greener and more natural and outdoorsy and you know, and we ended up in Portland, Oregon, and that was a beautiful
I'm sorry, you ended
gift.
Up in where?
Portland,
okay.
Oregon.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that ended up being like such the perfect city for me to raise her. We moved when she was a year and a half. And we were there until she was 15. So she doesn't, of course, remember any, you know, we go right. back, like if we go back to Chicago, I'm like, that's the apartment we lived in when you were born, you know, but she, you know,
okay.
And so we did live in the US. I mean, that's where I, you know, and we talk about that when we moved here, like, cause we both loved being in Indonesia immediately.
Yes.
And I kind of had a little like, mom guilt of like, wow, should I move done this earlier?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, don't second guess it. I can't change it. It's in
right.
the past. And yeah. and then she was really like, don't, you know, mom, I'm really happy I grew up in Portland. That was really good.
Yes.
You know, and but it was time to leave, like for both of us. It was just, it was really good.
Yes.
And so we're just really fortunate. And now we kind of are just like, we'll be here until it doesn't feel good.
Right.
I love that. You know?
I love that you, excuse me, you kind of have this spirit that I have, haven't followed it, but, you know, so you have this interesting life. And the lesson in it for me is you got something that you weren't expecting and you just lived. You accepted it because it's what you got. And when it comes to the children in our lives, whether or not we expected them, you know, it's time to, you know, get into mom mode and take care. So I am very impressed by how you adapted. You know, you could have gone several ways with that. And you know, I know there were struggles. So apart from the struggle with, you know, finding childcare,
mm-hmm.
you tell me what your biggest struggle was over the last 18 years.
Well, I can tell you there was a huge financial struggle. You know, I mean, her dad knew about her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he lives in Peru, a developing country, and he certainly has more money than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
But by U.S. standards, nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I never asked for money because I knew, you know, that's just not where my energy, I felt like that was not how I had to spend my energy. I had to really focus, you know, what right. were my priorities. And so financially, you know, I hadn't lived in the US for almost 6 years. I had spent almost all of my money traveling, living overseas, traveling, which, you know, don't regret at all. Living. So, but when I came to back to the US, I found an apartment that I could rent. When I was pregnant, I came back in my second trimester working a part-time temp job, with conventions, connected to conventions. And, because I didn't really want, I had worked in corporate America before, didn't want to go back. I'm like, well, I could do that again, but I won't be happy because I didn't like it then, but I'll have financial stability. So I had considered it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but then who's going to raise my baby? Mm. I don't want some stranger raising my baby, and I don't want her in daycare, which I know parents do. You know, we have limited choices,
right.
But I didn't want to do that. You know, I was just like, I didn't want either of those options. I'm like, but I'm having this baby. I want to raise this baby. I love babies, you know, I started teaching English as a second language online so I could stay home with her.
Right.
And it barely covered the rent and the bills, like just barely. And I'm like, that's okay. This is temporary, you know, but because I came back with nothing, I was immediately like on welfare, like the WIC program, food stamps, the whole thing. And, so it was really struggling, you know, it was a big struggle. It was a challenge. Like, this was just a foreign world. It's like a whole new language to learn and a whole new system to navigate. I mean, I was so grateful because I don't know how I would have gotten by,
right.
You know? And then eventually, you know, I went to massage school and my parents very graciously lent me money for that. I was just going to get a loan and they're like, oh no, that's too much. And so they lent me the money, you know.
Yeah.
My dad was a CPA, so he's just like, oh no, you're not getting a loan. They're, you know, and I'm like, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And slowly I was able to, you know, work my way out of that. But that was just, you know, a whole new scenario that I knew nothing of. And
and
it felt, you know, at one hand I was really grateful, but the other hand, because, you know, my friends were hugely successful. You know, I was like embarrassed and ashamed. I never even told them, you know, that I was in this place financially. But that was huge, you know.
Yes. But you know, you needed help and you asked for help where help was available. And yes, sometimes we struggle with this thing that, well, I got myself here, so I need to get myself out of it, and it's my kid, and I need to take responsibility. And give us some advice as you know, one single mom to another.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about all that? Because, yeah, you went through it, I went through it, but you also navigated some other ways to, you know, bring that help in.
There's always a way, you know, like I'm very much the possibilitarian, right? There's always a way to work around something. And so I find, like, you know, I've always told my daughter this too, like having a problem isn't the problem, right? Because there's always going to be a problem in life.
Yes.
But it's, what is your perspective about the problem? You know?
Yes.
And certainly you can feel bad about something. You can be mad, upset, ashamed, whatever that more negative emotion might be,
mm-hmm.
but to not stay there.
Right.
Is really one of my, and I guess I think I just do this naturally because I just realized like this isn't going to help me if I stay in this place. Right. And really looking at like, what can I do? Where is my PowerPoint, my point of control?
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to stress about the things I can't control, but what actions can I take? You know, where are, and I'm also usually kind of good at thinking outside of the box, you know, like how I'm self-employed, right? I didn't want to go back to the corporate world because I just didn't see how that would really work for me long-term, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. financially, yes, but there's so much more to life than money,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know? And so it's really just like finding that sweet spot for each of us because it's individual.
Yes.
My way is not your way. Your way is not my way. And her way is her way. And that's what I do actually a lot of in my own work with my clients is to empower women to find their way, right?
Yes.
And I'm also like, we also, especially as single moms, we're any parent though, every parent, right? Whether you're a part, you know, still married or a couple together, a single dad, a single mom, we are always modeling to our children.
Yeah.
And what is it like, what are our highest core values and what do we want to pass on to them and teach them?
Yeah.
You know, and for me, it's always like, I want my daughter to know that life is filled with possibilities and opportunities.
Right.
Right. But it also is what you make it.
Yeah.
But that's the same for us as women, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Like our situation, as varied as they are, right? It is what we make it.
Right.
Right. And so we could have two women with very similar stories of like maybe how they became single moms.
Right.
But they might be living, they might have interpreted their story differently. Different. So I also work,
absolutely.
I love storytelling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can talk, but I also like to help people create their stories. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what is your story? And if it isn't feeling good or sounding good, what can we do to change it?
Right.
You know, because I feel like every story can turn into a good story.
Yeah.
Right. It's like that sure. ability, right? You take yes. the lemon and you make the lemonade.
Lemonade.
You
know? Yeah.
That's like I'm just so, I'm like a kid in a candy shop. Like just saying that, I got goosebumps, you know, I'm like, I'm just kind of dorky and I get yeah. really excited about that kind of stuff. Like,
no, you're fun.
That's the magic in the world.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
That's yeah. where the good stuff happens.
Absolutely.
You know, I even tell my daughter now, especially she's getting older, but for everyone, like really everything you want is outside of your comfort zone.
Because
it's so easy to say
yes.
in that world, like, oh, I know what I'm doing. And I yes. know it. And I can tell you, even I've lived overseas before, but I had never lived overseas with my daughter.
Yeah.
We had done longer trips, you know, 3 months in Peru, 3 weeks here, 3 weeks. We had traveled. We'd never lived anywhere. And literally we sold our house. We got rid of everything. You know, I have some 18-gallon containers stored in my sister's basement. And that's it. We don't mm-hmm. have a lot. You know,
yeah.
we got a couple of suitcases here. We like have gone, we've minimized. But, and I've spent 3 years in Asia before. I know this is where my heart is, right? Mm-hmm. I love Asia. But as we were flying, we had to fly through Taiwan to get to Bali. And as they're announcing that we're starting to land in Taiwan, my stomach just dropped. Like, oh my God, what are we doing?
Fear.
Oh my God. But you know what? It was like my reminder
yes.
that I'm jumping out of my comfort zone.
Yes.
But that this is good for me.
Yeah.
You know? And I told my daughter going into it, like, we'll go for a year and we'll see, we'll evaluate. We'll just mm-hmm. see how it is. What are we feeling? How has this year been? And we'll go from there.
Wow.
And that's kind of what we keep doing.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And we've left, you know, like we moved to Tokyo for a bit because she wanted a city.
I love yeah. it.
2.5 months and we were out of there.
Well, you tried.
Well, that's just it. And that's kind of life. It's a big experiment.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That yeah. is just amazing. I love it. I just like you, yeah. you give me goosebumps because I've always thought this is so much fun. Okay. Let's get back to the interview. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So what are you most proud of? What is Tracy, if you had to stand for a minute and tell someone, I'm mm-hmm. just so proud of accomplishing this, doing this. What is that thing? Or more
you know,
than one thing?
I don't know if it's doing something, but it's more in being. I try my best and I'm always catching myself mm-hmm. of like following my true self.
And authentic.
And I don't know that I would have noticed this myself because this is who I am. But like, that's why I quit my corporate job and moved to Japan. I just felt like I needed to do that. Right. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, you're so brave. You're so brave. And I'm like, no, I'm keeping myself from like going crazy here in this job, you know,
yes.
like it just felt like the next calling. And, you know, I heard the same thing again. And then I was really dumbfounded because I'm like, but wait, I've done this before. So why is it so brave now? And I'm like, oh, but I guess it was bigger because I had a house and a daughter and, you know, it wasn't just me, mm-hmm. my single crazy 20s, you know, doing yeah. something. But and one of my sister's friends asked me once, she's like, well, why is your life working out so well? And I was like, I didn't really see it that way, you know, but she's like, you just seem to be like doing well. And I'm like, I guess I'm always looking forward of like, but I always want to create more,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, wow, well, thank you. That's such a big compliment. And it just came to me like, we all have a path, right? But are you following your true path, your authentic self, or are you getting distracted with another path that, I don't know, maybe you think society is saying you should go on this path? Because I know that's how I started. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I would have authentically gone to corporate America, but I did. I when I reflect back, I see myself doing what I thought I should be doing.
Right.
And not following my true self.
Aww.
And but I course corrected and I still have to do that. You know, like
yes.
but I'm checking in and I keep leading more with the true self, which has created some really great experiences,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And the unexpected.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it keeps life interesting. Yeah. Wow. This is amazing. I love your story and I really appreciate you sharing it with us. Before I let you go, I want you to explain your work and how we can find you if we need you.
Well, I have to say, I am a very late adapter to the online world. Mm. This is not my forte. I am a great idea person and I'm a great, you know, deliverer in working with my clients and students and, you know, but I'm super excited because I'm in a point of transition and okay. starting to get online. So I'm like,
okay. You're good for you.
Yeah. Well, I hired a virtual assistant. So this was my first thing just last month. And so she's helping me get everything online because, yeah, I would never do that. I've been talking about it for at least three years since we left the U.S., if not before that, maybe five. Yeah, it didn't happen. If it's up to me, not happening. So I'm hoping sooner rather than later, and I can also send you this information if you want to post it, to get my blog up and running. It
okay.
is called The Holistic Shebang. because, you know, a play on the whole shebang, because I'm a holistic health coach.
Yes.
And I have way too many interests.
I hear you.
Yeah. At the forefront, though, I'm learning to kind of focus and just starting more with my health coaching, which is what I do. And actually, I can also send you this. I am offering some webinars actually just next week. So I don't know when you will be offering this, but launching a new program to help moms create a morning program, routine, not program. My program is creating really morning magic, you know, which is unique. You know, everyone can pick and choose and find their own delicious way with the idea, A, to just get rid of the chaos. That's the first thing, right? So starting your day with chaos is not the way to start.
Nah.
You know, but then that idea that that magic of the morning can continue into the day, right? Because, you know, you start your morning putting out the fires already. Usually that energy stays with you, right? Yes. And we are not, no.
Very because true.
We've got so much more. And I find that it doesn't even have to take a lot of time, right?
Right.
A little bit of grounding, connecting, whatever, you know, your morning ritual. I kind of offer like a playlist. Like, ooh, choose from this. What's speaking to you? And you might choose something different every day. Or you might have some core things that you like and you like just make your own little magic ball.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm super excited. Like,
me too.
Launching this beta program, and I have just crazy ideas for next year. So I'm super excited. But the holistic shebang is the best place. I also have that as my Instagram. And I have a Facebook page, you know, my business page. It's all the holistic shebang.
The holistic shebang. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. I would love to continue our conversation and privately. And I got to hear your story now.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Well, Tracy Schmidt, thank you very much. This is so exciting.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much as well. And I hope you have a fantastic day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Solo Moms Talk. Please subscribe so you'll know when new episodes become available. And if you think this podcast can help someone else, please share it with them. Please also leave a review. Thank you. If you are a solo mom, tell your story on an upcoming episode of Solo Moms Talk. Someone needs to hear your story. You are one decision away from changing her life. You can contact me at the email below in the show notes. And maybe you know a solo mom with a story that she needs to share. Why not ask her if she could contact me? You are one decision away from changing her life. Hello, solo moms. As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward, create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.